6:06 on the Central Coast on this Thursday, June 27th, 2019. Good evening. I'm Dave Congleton. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks again to Mike Manchek for coming by. This hour, we go in a totally different direction, and we're joined once again by our regular contributor, Matt Hoy. HoyStory.com is his website. We're going to talk guns.
Then it's RestrictedArms.com.
I can't keep up with all your websites. So much to talk about. The Democratic candidates last night were talking guns. NRA is in the news again. But I'd like to start with what happened starting Monday.
Yes. So starting July 1st, if you are a California resident, you will have to undergo a background check in order to buy ammunition. Now, there's three different kind of background check methods depending on...
Is that required now? Anything?
The only thing that's required right now is it's got to be face-to-face.
Okay.
So
I can't go online.
There's exceptions. All but right. For the vast majority of Californians, you can starting in January 1st, 2018, you couldn't buy ammunition mail order.
Okay.
So that changed to face-to-face. Starting July 1st, you have to undergo a background check to get ammunition. So there's three different background check methods. The first one's if you've got what's called a certificate of eligibility. That is something that costs about $100 to get. It costs $22 each year to renew, and basically you get your fingerprints rolled, you fill out a form, submit it to the state of California, and they say, yes, you're legal to buy a gun or ammunition. Okay, that's the first, if you've got one of those. Another thing that's kind of recent is last couple of years, that's been required of any gun shop employees who would sell you ammo. So the clerks at Walmart who sell ammo have to have one of those certificates of eligibility in order to sell it. So that's the first method. If you got a certificate of eligibility, you can go that method. It costs you $1 extra for the background check.
Okay.
The second method is if you have a firearm if you've previously bought a firearm and it's in the state's automated firearm system. So this means if you've bought a handgun after January 1st, 1990, or a long gun, a rifle or a shotgun, after January 1st, 2014, your name will be in the database saying that you bought a firearm. So they'll check that. They will, and if that's good, they'll go to the Armed Prohibited Person system, see if there's been any reason why your privileges should have been revoked. If there's nothing there, then you can buy ammo. It's a $1 charge for that background check. The thing to note on that background check is whatever they've got in the system as when you bought that firearm has to match your ID today. So if you've moved, it's not going to match.
And you can't divorced.
Do that. If you got divorced and changed your name, it's not going to work. Here's another little interesting thing. If your driver's license says you live on 1 Main Street, S-T-R-E-E-T, and when you went through the system and bought your gun and you put down 1 Main ST period, that's not a match, and that'll kick it back. Okay, so it's got to match exactly. So if you've moved since you bought a gun, you know, that sort of thing, you're not going to be in that system. Either of those background checks are going to be done over the internet at the gun store or the you know, ammunition if you buy it at Walmart or Big Five or something. It's going to take 2 or 3 minutes to come back. Yay or nay, you can buy ammo. The third method, if neither of those match or neither of those work for you, is to have a full background check done. And they're going to take your name, your address. You're going to have to prove that, you know, where you live, all the sort of stuff that you would have to do if you were buying an actual gun. You're going to have to go through that process. Now, they're not going to run you through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. They're not allowed to do that for an ammo purchase. That's a federal system. Federal law says you can only use this for firearms. So they can't run you through the national. They'll run you through their own state databases, which, you know, there's a loophole there if you've been convicted of something out of state. And you move into California, California may not know about it because they can't access those out-of-state databases.
So is everyone going to be buying ammo this weekend?
I've heard lots of people are buying ammo. So that last one, let me finish
okay.
this up.
Okay.
So that last one is a full background check. it costs $19, and it can they won't say how long it takes. So we're not talking minutes. It could be days. It
could be weeks.
It could be weeks. Right. They do say that if you go that method and they deny you, they will tell you why you were denied by sending you something through the U.S. mail. So that makes me think it's at least days, if not longer.
Craig, you're going to be buying ammo and cigars this weekend, right?
Yeah. Well, usually it's just the cigars, but I need to get that ammo because I just want to have a box or a couple boxes at the house and not have to worry about it.
Were you aware of this?
Yeah, and I had actually bought some before, but then I ended up using it all. And now I got to go buy some more before this thing happens.
Where do you buy your ammo, if I might
ask? Right down the street at
Range Masters.
Range Masters, okay. Yeah. Or Big Five.
Yeah. All right.
So either one of those, and a bit of advice, and this came out of the webinar. I spent an hour and a half online yesterday listening to a webinar sponsored by the California and Rifle and Pistol Association.
You're a good man.
To learn all of this information, and if I've made a mistake, I apologize. I am not a lawyer. I'm kind of doing my best to remember all of this. But if you find yourself in that third situation where you don't have a record of the firearm and you don't have a COE and you're going to have to undergo this background check thing, you might be better off buying a gun. And the reason I say that is if you buy a gun and apply to buy ammunition at the same time, they will take that federal check on the gun as being valid for purchasing the ammo. And then you'll have a gun in the system. Next time you need to buy ammo, you can do it through the AFS. When you do that full background check thing, you're going to have to, if you don't fall in one of the other categories, you're going to have to do it every time. So it's not like they check you once and then you're good for a year or something, and next time you can just spend a dollar. It's $19 every time.
Is this the most stringent ammunition law in the country?
It's the only ammunition law in the country.
The only one?
We're the only state that does background checks on ammunition.
What prompted this?
It was something they see this as a loophole. See, people can, criminals can, will get a hold of guns, and then we don't check to make sure that they can't get a hold of ammo, illegally. So they think that criminals will get a gun illegally from their friend, but the friend won't have ammo for it, or they won't be able to find somebody else to buy ammo for, or they won't steal the ammo for the gun. It was seen as a quote-unquote loophole.
I take it you're not a fan of this law, Matt.
It's dumber than a bag of hammers.
Explain.
Well, if somebody's managed to get a gun illegally, do we really think they're going to have a hard time finding a way to get ammo illegally? There's nothing stopping them from going up to Vegas for a weekend and buying a bunch of ammo. And you don't think, if you've got a big gang, you don't think somebody's going to go up to Vegas, buy, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000 rounds of ammunition and just distribute it as needed to fellow gang members? Yes, that's illegal. But this just in, criminals don't follow California's gun control laws.
Off the Stolberg Law KVC text line, Esteban says death by 1,000 cuts.
Yeah, well, that's the when I was a substitute hosting for you a couple of years ago, I had on a spokesman from the Firearms Policy Council, and I asked him, at what point is it going to be enough? At what point will California have passed the perfect gun control regime and boom, enough, we can sit back, take a breath, and we're done? The answer was never. There's always going to be a new law. There's always going to be a new thing. And, it doesn't stop the crime.
George has a question. He wants to know if you have a CCW's concealed carry?
Carry a concealed weapon permit.
Carry a concealed weapon. Are you clear to buy ammo?
No. You've still got to go through the background check. That gets you off of some things when you're buying a gun. You don't have to do the safety demonstration. There's a few other things. It does you nothing for the background checks on ammunition.
All right, Matt Hoy is here. We'll pick up the conversation. Your phone call straight ahead. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show. Glad to have you with us on Hometown Radio. Glad to have Matt Hoy back on this broadcast. We're talking guns and ammo. New state law takes place July 1st. Again, your website, Matt, is?
RestrictedArms.com. And if you have any questions, need to follow up on anything I've talked about here, go there, click on the news. The very top item talks a lot about this and is a pretty good summary.
So we're the only state in the country that has an ammunition law?
That has an ammunition background check.
All right. And do you expect more states to adopt this? Is that the concern?
I don't know. You know, more states may. The thing is I don't think this is going to be very successful. I don't think there's going to be any. They'll do studies on it. I don't think this is going to impact crime one way or another in this state.
So let's try to clear up this confusion around Real ID. Real ID is this new driver's license,
right?
That's going to be required starting in October 2020.
Right.
We had the guy from the DMV on the other day, and I asked him about this. He kind of punted on the issue. But what does the Real ID have to do with guns?
Well, one of the requirements of purchasing ammunition is that you need to be here in the country legally. So the idea is that illegal aliens or whatnot should not be able to purchase ammunition because they can't purchase guns.
Right.
So as part of that, the Real ID, if you've got the little golden bear in the upper right corner with a star on its butt, that is a valid Real ID. If you've got one that says up there instead of that golden bear with a star on its butt, says federal limits apply, that is one that says there's basically no proof that you're here in the country legally. That's part of this state deciding to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. So those are that's the driver's license an illegal alien would get. It would say federal limits apply. At a press conference 2 days ago, Gavin Newsom said you would have to have the new Real ID, the golden bear with a star on its butt, in order to buy ammo. That is not true.
And he contradicted the state justice.
Yeah, Department of Justice says it's not true. Everything I've seen says it's not true. They were finalizing that rule. It was supposed to be finalized today by the Office of Administrative Law. I haven't seen any news come out on that, but the consensus yesterday with the CRPA was that rule was going to go through. So you don't need a Real ID. If you have a driver's license that says federal limits apply to buy ammo, you're going to need to provide some other proof that you're here in the country legally. A passport, a birth certificate, that sort of stuff.
So
if you don't have either of those, if you've got an older ID, you know, one that you've had for a few years that doesn't say either of those, then you're fine.
But is the concern among gun owners that the government might use the Real ID controversy to further restrict your ability to buy a gun?
Well, it's not buy a gun, it's buy ammo.
Well, no, but I'm talking about down the road.
Yeah.
Buy ammo.
I don't think it's that big a worry because, again, yeah. to buy a gun now, in addition to your driver's license, you've got to show up there with a car registration or a utility bill in order to prove that you live at the address that's on your driver's license.
Matt Hoy on this broadcast talking about a new law that takes place in California starting Monday and about gun ownership in general. If you want in on the conversation, join us. Phone lines are open. 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. We invite your participation in this conversation. Your website would be the place to go to find out more about the law, right?
Right, right. I've got a post up there that's got a lot of details, answers some of the questions that occurred in the kind of frequently asked questions part at the end of the webinar.
We got a Mike in Los Osos on KVEC. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mike. Hello.
I was just wondering, this is kind of confusing to me because the Democrats are constantly telling us that requiring ID disenfranchises people, especially the poor, from exercising basic rights. And I mean, it is a Second Amendment. So how can poor people, especially, say, poor minorities, protect themselves and buy ammo if they're required to show ID? Isn't that kind of discriminatory, racist, maybe?
It's certainly, well, you need to be able to hold two kind of competing ideas in your head at the same time. First off, they're all victims, and we must, you know, do whatever we can to protect them. And second of all, the Second Amendment really is kind of it's more of a privilege than a right, and those poor people just have to fend for themselves.
Okay, thanks a lot for clearing that up for me.
Mike, I'm glad you're so amused. But on the other hand, there are two distinct areas. One is you must prove your identity to own a gun, mm-hmm. a dangerous weapon. Mm-hmm. Whereas if Mike had stayed with me, we might have pursued this. And then the other, I don't have to show an ID to vote.
Yeah.
Unless you want to have a national ID card where everybody has the same
card. You wouldn't even have to have a national ID card. You could just require a California ID to vote if you wanted to.
Right. But we would all have an ID card.
Most places require an ID card to vote.
Yeah, but
California does not.
We can get into a national ID debate if you want. But my point is, if you want to have an identification card to vote, everybody should have to carry that card. Just have one national ID card, voter for everybody. And we all have a card, just like a driver's license. Let's do that.
Well, you don't have a federal driver's license. Yeah, it doesn't need to be federal, as far as I'm concerned. It could be state.
As long as everybody has the same ID card.
I am fine with that.
I'm fine with that, too. So, Mike, thanks for taking us off topic. What did you think about did you watch any of the debate last night?
I followed a little bit of it on Twitter and read articles.
A lot of gun talk.
And there's going to be more gun talk tonight. Tonight, Duke Nukem's on the stage. Guy I like to call Duke Nukem.
Who's it?
Rep Eric Swalwell.
Oh, from Northern California.
Northern California.
I know nothing about that
guy. I call him Duke Nukem because he got in a little debate on Twitter where, you know, someone was saying, well, look, you want to ban, assault rifles. What are you going to do? You're going to, send government agents door to door? And he's like, he said, you'll cause a civil war. And Duke Nukem says, well, it'll be a short war because the federal government has nukes. So his response to people not wanting to give up their lawfully owned firearms was, this federal government will use nuclear weapons on its own citizens on its own soil in order to force compliance.
What?
That's what he did. He said it was a joke. It probably was a joke, but it's not a smart thing for a politician to say. He threatened to nuke gun owners.
I think for the first time, Matt Hoyt, you've left me speechless. And this is a guy running for president.
Yeah. And gun control is his main thing. That's his number one priority.
All right. We're going to go to ABC Radio News, California headline news. Find out what's happening out there. Craig has the very latest in time saver traffic and weather together. We'll continue the conversation with Matt Hoy and welcome more of your phone calls still to come. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. Oh, wow. I don't know what to say. Stick around. Don't forget to start your Friday morning off with First Look. Andy Morris and Scott Taylor have you covered with everything you need to know to get you out the door. Plus local traffic updates, John Lindsay's complete weather forecast. Everything you need from 6 to 9. Followed by Mr. Rush Limbaugh from 9 until noon. Followed by Mr. Dave Ramsey from noon until 3. Craig and I will be back at 3:05 with the Friday edition of Hometown Radio. And have I mentioned pie? I have apple pie tomorrow, just in time for 4th of July. It is a Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. We are back with Matt Hoy talking about the new gun ammunition law that takes effect on Monday. And Matt, for folks just tuning in, give them a brief reminder, please, what happens starting Monday.
So starting Monday, you are going to have to undergo a background check in order to purchase ammunition. It's going to cost you either $1 or $19, depending on which method you choose. And you as the purchaser will have to choose the method. So, you know, if you go into a gun shop, they're going to say, they may outline them what they are to you, but you choose which one gets done.
That is fair to say you're skeptical.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how well this system, again, if you're kind of gung-ho and testing this sort of thing, you can wait until July 1st and you can see if it really only takes 2 or 3 minutes to get, you know, the purchase approved.
Yeah,
it may not. They've got an 800 number that you're supposed to be able to call in that's going to be monitored 7 days a week. If you're a ammunition vendor who's got questions. But there was just a ruling that came down today with regard to the registration of assault weapons that happened a year and a half ago or so, or last year. The computer system like crashed on the last day as people were rushing to register their guns. And the state of California was basically, well, hey, not our fault our system crashed. If you couldn't register, I'm sorry, you're now a felon. And some gun owners who couldn't submit their paperwork sued. Judge today ruled that, sorry, state of California, you've got to allow these people to register their guns.
Craig, you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering, I like to go down to a range master's, buy a box of ammo, and shoot in one of the lanes.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to be affected? Am I going to have to wait around?
It's now that's a kind of special case, and it's going to be up to range master to whether they want to do this. As long as they can guarantee that you're using all that ammo in the, at the range, you don't have to undergo a background
check. So he'd have to use all the ammunition?
He'd have to use all the ammunition he bought.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're not allowed to take it home.
I mean, it's like a, it's like $25 for a box of 20,
right?
Or sorry, 50, and
so
you can't have it.
You can't take it home with you. If you buy it for use at the range, they do not have to put you through a background check. But there was some speculation that possibly you know, ranges where they couldn't ensure that you weren't taking it home would force you to go through a background check anyways, just to cover themselves. Because they would be legally liable if all of a sudden you're, you know, pocketing a few rounds and leaving with them.
Let's take another call. Keith is in Oceano on KVEC. Hi, Keith.
Hey, a quick question. So I've got a bunch of inherited firearms that I don't believe are registered. If I want to buy ammunition for those, will I have a problem with that?
You'll have if you don't have any registered firearms with the state, then yeah, you're going to have a problem.
I do have at least one firearm registered with the state, but I was just wondering about these other, like if I wanted to come in and buy ammunition from my unregistered .45, would they want to know about that?
No, you're fine. There is no limit on what calibers of ammo you can purchase. So if the state only knows that you have a .38, but you've inherited these firearms a long time ago, and there's a .45 and there's a .25 ACP, and you can buy whatever ammo you want. Just as long as one gun is in the system, you should be good.
Super. Thanks for the information.
All right, Keith. Thanks for listening. 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832. Inviting your phone calls for Matt Hoy as we talk about the new ammunition law that takes effect Monday. George is in St. Louis on KVEC. Hi, George.
Hi, gang.
Hi, George.
Hi. Got a question for you. Are there any special provisions for members of the armed forces or retired members of the armed forces?
Retired, definitely not. And also, retired law enforcement, there is no exception for them either. For members of the armed forces, and here's another little tricky thing that Dave wanted me to talk about. You can, for members, if you are an active member of the armed forces, you're still probably going to have to go through the background check. You're probably going to have to go through the $19 one, would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to, you know, you have to have paperwork showing that you're a resident of the state. That's another thing about this law is, if you are not a resident of California, starting Monday, you're not going to really be able to buy ammunition in the state of California.
Okay, because that kind of messes things up for, let's say, some guy from Nebraska that's stationed out at Vandenberg or something.
Yeah, they don't think this stuff through really well.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Another one I wanted to ask you about. Okay, I've got an M1A. I know. And can I still use this 20-round mags if I have any? Or what's the story on those mags? That is so bloody confusing.
Okay, so here's the deal with the mags. M1A, does that have a pistol grip on it?
No.
Okay. Does it have a flash suppressor on it?
Yeah.
Did you register it as an assault weapon a year ago?
No.
Then you can't use the 20-round mag in it.
Okay.
Because that would be creating an assault weapon.
Okay. How about, like, I've got a M62 Valmet that I bought almost 50 years ago, and I had that registered as an assault weapon, then and I've got some 30-round mags.
You can use your 30-round mags in it, yes.
Okay.
Because you've already registered as an assault weapon, you can't make it more assault weapon-y.
Okay. Yeah, and you said something at first. I didn't get to hear it all the way through about something costing $100.
Yeah, it's called a certificate of eligibility, and it's one of the methods that you can use to. It's runs about $100 to initially get it. It's $22 to renew it each year. Mm. It is useful, especially if you've got an 03 FFL, which is a curio and relic collector's license. Mm-hmm. If you've got that and you've got a COE, you are allowed to bring ammunition into the state. You are allowed to mail order ammunition.
Ah, I see.
But you've got to have both of those. And again, it costs about $100 to get the COE initially, $22 to renew, and you've got to have an 03 FFL as well.
Would it be easier just to take up a bow and arrow?
Crossbow? I don't know. I'm not a good
shot. Those are illegal.
George, thank you. 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. Marilyn's in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello, David, and your guests.
Hi, Marilyn. Hi.
What happens if they reload their bullets at home?
Absolutely nothing. If you do reloading and you buy your own powder, you buy the bullets separately, you buy the cartridges separately, there is no background check on any of that.
Okay.
So that it doesn't affect you if you are into reloading at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. Matt Hoy on Hometown Radio. New law takes the place in California on July 1st. You all wanted to go back to the debates last night because guns came up.
Yeah.
10 Democrats.
10 Democrats.
Elizabeth Warren, I think, called it a public health crisis.
And Cory Booker's pushing his plan for a 5-year license that is required, where you've got to get interviewed once every 5 years, and some government bureaucrat decides whether you're allowed to have guns. No, the interesting thing with that was Chuck Todd, is my understanding, kind of opened that up with saying, look, you know, we've got 300, possibly nearing 400 million firearms in civilian hands in this country. Isn't this a bigger problem than, you know, any of your solutions, really? And he didn't really get an answer. I mean, if this is a public health problem and you know, you've got the Second Amendment standing in your way, frankly. How do you deal with that many weapons? And none of them really address that issue, and it's probably because there's really no good answer to it.
There's no good answer to
The horse has left the stable. You're going to have to come up with something else. Although, again, Eric Duke Nukem Swalwell has assured us that he will nuke you if you do not turn in your assault weapon.
Back on the phones we go. Bob's in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Matt.
Hi,
Bob.
I've got the hiccups, so I'm sorry if it cuts in here. Right. Playing off of Marilyn's question, who just called in.
Yes.
Would it be illegal for someone to reload bullets and offer them for sale?
There is, let me see if I can find, there was a slide that talked a little bit about this, and I saved a bunch of the slides that had that information. Yeah, yes, you would become an ammunition vendor if you sold more than 500 rounds in any 30-day period. Okay. So if you were making a business out of that, you'd have to get a license, and you'd have to set up to background check people and all other sort of stuff. So,
as well as the business license and a resale permit and everything else and required to run a business.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I was just looking at it as far as the gun laws. I wasn't looking at it as you know, having to, you know, have, right. You know, another part of that, the ammunition law that kind of went into effect in January 1st, 2018 was all the ammunition has to be behind the counter and locked up. You can't have it just sitting on shelves for people to pick up.
What do you think of the new law, Bob?
Well, I've always thought that controlling the flow of ammunition is definitely one way to suppress somebody from stocking up to put together some sort of a hit list type of cache of weapons and ammunition.
Right.
So if they can only buy so much ammunition at a time, that definitely controls their ability to stock up. So if they've been very careful at buying high-capacity magazines, and they've been very careful at buying ammunition and spacing out their purchase of weapons, somebody who wanted to go on a shooting spree would have to be extremely well organized. And I don't still see how somebody who goes off on a anger type of a shooting spree is going to be able to do so without a lot of pre-planning.
Well, now just so you know, this does not limit how much ammunition you can buy in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
You go through a background check, you can buy 5,000 rounds of ammunition. you can. And now there's a lawsuit pending against this law. It's called Rode versus Becerra. It's the lead plaintiff is Kim Rode, who is a 5-time Olympic shooting champion. And the problem with her is, you know, she trains for shooting competitions. She has sponsors, which in the past would ship her pallets full, frankly, of shotgun shells because she trains in those. When she's in training, she fires 800 a day. There are plenty of firearms training schools that you can go through that say, hey, bring 500 rounds because that's how many we're going to shoot today. You go to the range to practice 200 rounds, which is what Eric Duke Nukem Swalwell is saying is the max you'd be able to have of any one caliber in your home if he was president. 200 rounds is a day at the range.
Yeah. Bob?
Matt, do you see this law impacting people who buy weapons illegally in any way, shape, or form?
No. The same way they get their illegal weapons, they're going to get illegal ammo.
Okay. That was my question. Thank you.
All right, Bob. Thank you. Let's hear from Ron in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Ron.
How you doing?
Hi, good.
A couple of things here. First of all, you can reload your own ammo and not register any of that. But another thing you could do, if you're out of state, like Oregon or Arizona or Nevada, you could buy ammo there and bring it back with you.
Not legally.
Legally.
Not legally.
Yes, you can.
Not legally.
You can't have it shipped, but you could buy it there.
No, you cannot. It is illegal. Now, how are they going to catch you? I don't, you know, no officer, you may not search my vehicle. But it's illegal. It is illegal. It was illegal starting January 1st, 2018, for you to go out of state, buy ammo, and bring back more than 50 rounds.
Well, we really have become a third world country, haven't we? I had one other question for you. I think a lot of people are going to be going to air guns for hunting and different things. They've got them. The technology has come so far with them, and you don't need to register to buy the ammo for them. And they're actually legal to use lead in a state that's it's illegal to shoot lead firearm at game. you could actually do that with the air gun still legally.
What do you think about that, Matt?
He's right about the lead ammunition for hunting. That's new starting July 1st as well. You're not allowed to use lead bullets for hunting. I don't know about air guns. That's not my thing, and so I'm not quite up on the law or whatnot surrounding
them. Ron, what do you think about the ammunition law?
I think it's like a third world country. I think it's kind of like what happened in Germany and Russia and different countries. You know, they keep, you know, if they make it harder and harder to get ammo, then who's going to buy a gun? It makes no sense. It's and the lead thing, the entire world uses lead except California, and it's the only ethical way to really hunt game. To get clean kills, it's with lead. You use steel shot and copper and other things. Nothing works like lead does.
Well, uranium, but that's strictly the military that uses that.
Yeah.
All right, Ron. Thank you very much for the call. Welcome back for a final segment with Matt Hoy. I'm Dave Congleton. You're listening to Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. It is the Dave Congleton Show. Top of the hour, it's ABC Radio News. I'm Dave Congleton. We're in our final segment with Matt Hoy, talking about the new ammunition ban, or not ban, but controls that take place in California starting on Monday. If you want in on the conversation, we need to hear from you now, please. 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. Again, Matt, for people just tuning in, what's happening starting Monday?
So starting Monday, you have to undergo a background check to purchase ammunition. It can either cost $1 if you've got a certificate of eligibility or a firearm already in the state's database, or $19 if you don't. The first two methods are supposedly going to take a few minutes, and then you can buy ammunition. The third method may take days to weeks.
Phil's in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Phil.
Matt. Hi. Hey, it was really great to hear you guys putting this out there. Now, you said something about some slides that you had about this law and how it's going to affect. Is there a place you can see these slides, what they're saying?
Yeah, if you go to crpa.org.
Okay.
That is the California Rifle and Pistol Association. The very first thing that should pop up kind of in the slide up there is their webinar. You can click on that webinar and the slides are there. They may also have them somewhere else on the site, but I'm not sure exactly where they all are.
And what do they show?
It's basically the slides are outlines of the law going into minute detail.
Hmm. Phil?
So, you know, I went down to the store, and the store says they have no clue what they're doing yet.
I have seen, no one's tested this system yet, so come Monday at 7 a.m., they're going to start manning the phones up in Sacramento to answer questions about this. But no one's actually, filled out this form, done a dry run. We assume that the Department of Justice has done a dry run, but no ammunition seller in the state's done a dry run through the system. I had seen somebody on the Cal Guns forums, which is a place you can go to follow some of this stuff, had posted a picture saying that Walmart wasn't going to even sell any ammunition from July 1st to a July 11th until they'd figured this thing out.
Phil, what do you think of the law? What do you think?
I think it's a stupid law. It's just like California. All they're doing is making a law to appease a certain group of people that vote for them. And that's pretty much it. This law isn't going to change anything. It's just going to make one more hurdle for everybody to change through, just like they did the assault weapon one, and everybody just said, okay, I'll... Right when they passed assault weapon, everything, they came out with 50 million fixes to the assault weapon, and matter of fact, they made it worse. They didn't make it better. They made one adjustment to the gun, and now you can have a collapsible stock, you can have, the flame suppressor that you want, you can actually put your, high-capacity clip back in, you can do all kinds of stuff, because it's no longer an assault weapon.
All right, Phil, thanks for the call. On the Stolberg Law KVC text line, John in Los Osos wants to know who's going to get all the money from the fees.
That's going to go to the state California Department of Justice, and it's basically supposed to run the system. It's supposed to fund the background check system, basically.
More gun laws being debated in Sacramento as we speak?
Yep. There's a couple of them. They're talking about precursor parts for assault weapons, requiring background checks. And by precursor parts, they mean, you know, if you've got an AR-15 kit that comes, you know, a trigger kit. So the little pieces of metal and springs that make up the trigger assembly. Mm-hmm. That's one of them. They're talking about expanding who can request a red flag gun warning to take away your guns without, without, frankly, due process. Right now, it has to be a family member or the police can apply for it. They're talking about extending it to co-workers, employers, teachers. I think that's it. So basically, you know,
that's funny right there.
If you get into a, you know, dispute with your neighbor over, you know, yard work like Rand Paul did,
yeah,
you know, your neighbor can just say, well, I think this guy's nuts and have your guns taken away.
What's the website, sir?
RestrictedArms.com.
Good job, Matt Hoy. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
And thanks to all our guests today. Thanks to Craig Hill for his help, as always, and thanks to you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow at 3:05. Have a great night. I'm Dave Congleton. Now, Oliver the Cat, get out of my chair. I'm coming home. Good night.